look and see if I can see how bad this traffic is. Look at this device. Punch it up here. Speed here. Getting it going. Sunday morning, and this was not open yet. That was the last time I drove this way. And now we're back on some old road. I don't know, they've been trying to widen the road here from 2 lanes to 3 lanes. Or I guess 4 lanes to 6 lanes, if you want to talk about both directions. For years, I'm going to say at least the last 5 years, if not more, they have spent slowly widening the freeway out. And I happen to live in the center of the last patch of where it is two lanes. Just north of me, it goes three lanes. About 7 or 8 miles south of me, it goes three lanes. Bumper stickers and such that said three lanes all the way for backing whatever bond issue or whatever voting needed to be done to get us to this point, but man, it has taken fucking forever. On toast, why don't you get nugs on toast? You know? Why not take some nugs? If you got some extra, not that there's any such thing as extra nugs. You know, put them on a bun. You can get it, put them on a bread. Put some, sauce them up. Put a little cheese on there if you want. I don't know. Get fucking nuts, man. Pour some fucking sauce on there. Just like, hey, whatever. Get loose. And put like 4 nuggets on there too. You know, double up on the chicken. Get some kind of chicken quesadilla or chicken burrito or something like that, and then stuff like 6 chicken McNuggets in there too, and roll it back up. Get out and dream.
start thinking. Think I ain't gonna make 100 mil off any tracing. More than likely I'm gonna end up in somebody bracing. Even worse, worse than cares front the church laid off in the hearse. I dealt with it. I ain't just out here for my health with it. I'm waiting risk and the reward is ain't the scale tip. Let's all get on one accord and take the world, niggas. Take the money, take the power and the girls with us. Can't buy that bullshit that they sell, niggas. Bring drug hands to jail, niggas. All these ways that you real, niggas. That's why I respect you to the utmost when you see me. That's how I feel, nigga. Cause I ain't fail, niggas. I seen it coming, did not tell, niggas. Different lane, same passion for the male, niggas. Switch lanes, all black, two glass ceilings. B12 too fast, nigga. Go, go.
Listen to my ambition, cause I'm on.
Maybe you get some nuggets, right? Maybe you get some nuggets, maybe you get some buffalo sauce. Maybe you dump all of it into a blender or something. You know, shred it up. So you get a kind of, you know, buffalo chicken shred. And maybe you just pour that over a salad or something. Or pour it directly down your stupid throat. Go for broke. Live life on the edge. Get a nice, like, you know, like a buffalo chicken salad type thing. And then just dump all that on a bun. I'm saying, you know, you got options. Said you had to serve that shit exactly the way McDonald's sells it to you. Once you buy it, it's yours. You know, you can paint your car whatever color you want after you get it. Generation Remix, motherfucker.
Things change. I'm so awake. You take the pain.
get the nugs, shred the shit out of them, rebread them, just make new nuggets. But, you know, put some sauce in there along the way. Infuse the sauce into your new nuggets. Walk into a McDonald's and say, I need 40 chicken McNuggets and 5 buns, just buns. Use the, and then shred up the buns and use that as the breading. Go fucking crazy. The world is yours. Get a bag of Doritos and crunch them up and pour them into the chicken goop when you got it all gooped up. So you get a little crunchy surprise in those nuggets. Right? Some chili cheese Fritos, some chicken McNuggets. Yeah, shred some Slim Jims. Shred up some Slim Jims, put some teriyaki sauce on there, heat it up. See how that goes for you. You know, see how it goes. Get the Slim Jims, shred them, press them to press out the extra grease. Drink the grease, throw the rest away. Done! Your Slim Jims into flat steak-em-like shapes. Put a layer of cheese on there. Slim Jim cheese steaks. Grill them up. Get some orange marmalade and some Mountain Dew and mix it together for a nice citrusy glaze to brush on. To your new re-nuggeted nuggets. need them. Done. Just one more way to enjoy. Get some chicken nuggets and get one of those sandwich makers. The thing that you make a little sandwich with two pieces of bread and then put it in there and it grills it up. The little sandwich press thing. Snackmaster. Get yourself a Snackmaster. Tear up some chicken nuggets. Some buffalo sauce. Barbecue, sweet and sour. You know, you do you. And some some mozzarella cheese, Parmesan cheese, something like that. You know, you made lately like a chicken parm sandwichy snack master thing. Man, we had a snack master. I used to make like little pizza sandwiches in it all the time. It would, you know, you cut it in the middle, so you get like two diagonal, little triangular food pouches out of it. Some pepperoni, some mozzarella cheese, and some kind of jar of pizza sauce. I'd do that up when I was in like junior high school. That was all right. Maybe you really process the shit out of these nuggets and you get like a nugget confit, some kind of, you know, like a little pate type thing. Now you really whip them up smooth. you get a barbecue chicken pizza and just throw more nuggets on it, man. You know? You can kind of... It can be as much or as little as you want it to be. It can be as complicated or as simple as you need it.
WrestleMania, it was at over 10 years ago, was a classic. You get to see it again at the Greatest Royal Rumble. The Bludgeon Brothers against the Usos, The Miz, versus Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor and Samoa Joe in a ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. You got Jeff Hardy, who's your United States champion, going up against Jinder Mahal. Brock Lesnar, your Universal champion, going up against Roman Reigns. And then that 50-man Royal Rumble match. I mean, this is 50-man Royal Rumble match.
Wow. They're going to have to reinforce the ring. This has got to be the biggest battle royal ever.
I mean, 50 men.
50 people?
My God.
I didn't even know the ring could hold 50 people.
Well, we're going to find out. Maybe it doesn't. We don't know. We've never seen 50 men in the ring. So we're going
to
find out.
There's going to be somebody that's going to not be able to. I mean, they're going to get down there and there's not going to be no room.
Well, I mean, really, there's going to be no room. There's going to be 50 men standing in the ring with no room to do anything.
Well, no. Because it's Royal Rumble, so...
But again, that's at the end of this month. It's going to be fun. But right now, we're talking about the Superstar Shakeup. 844-796-7874. Let's go back out to the Busted Open Nation. Let's go to Clarence in D.C. Clarence, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Love the show.
Thanks, Clarence.
So, real quick. Jeff Hardy won the title last night. So does that mean that Vince has faith in Jeff Hardy again? You know, one time there was a big push for Jeff Hardy. Forget about the injuries, but, you know, his addiction problems. So, I mean, I think it's nice to see Jeff Hardy win gold. I'm not a fan of Jinder Mahal, even as a heel. But, hey, it is what it is. But, as you know, when we go to other countries, titles do happen to change. You saw AJ Styles. So, you know, this thing to Dubai, it might be very interesting to see who comes out on top. I would like to see, personally, Bobby Lashley with Braun Strowman as a tag team. Because they would be unstoppable.
What?
And congratulations to you, Mark Henry. You deserve it.
All right. Good,
thank you much.
Good
thank
call,
much.
Clarence.
I love the call. I don't agree with the call in a few ways. And, you know, Jeddah is a little bit different place than Dubai. And to see, to be able to, everybody makes mistakes in their life. You know, like for for Jeff Hardy to be looked at as, you know, his addictions, like, you know, we all have our issues, you know. We have our issues in the cars, driving to where we're driving, sitting in our offices, you know, where we work, and in our homes, like wherever our voice goes out to think about the past. Sometimes we gotta let the past go. And I'm sure that every day Jeff is dealing with whatever problems he might have had in his life. But let's just thank God that he don't have that problem right now. And as far as Vince having more faith, and Vince has all the faith in everybody until you lose the faith in yourself. So, like, you know, this is one of those situations where his past is not at question. It's right, his future. That's that question. Let's be optimists today and think about how good Jeff is performing right now at his level, at his age, and at the level of competition that he's facing. He faced Jinder Mahal yesterday, and Jinder is at the top of the food chain, and he came out victorious, and it was an unbelievable back and forth match. And as far as Jinder not being a favorite, I mean, like, there's only a couple of reasons why you cannot like Jinder, whether he be a heel or a face, and that's just, you know, having biases. I think that Jinder Mahal is one of the best talents that we have. Not only is he an unbelievable talent in the ring, but he's good outside the ring. He's a person that you can put in front of a crowd, and they come away from meeting him feeling a different way. So, you know, that's just my opinion.
No, and I think Dick Jinder did a great job. I love, just as a heel, what he was doing in the ring against Jeff. Like, the way he was playing to the crowd, cupping the ear when they were booing him. That's what a heel is supposed to do. And I really think this change is going to do a lot for Jinder Mahal.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
And I love what you're saying about the Hardys as well, because you look at Matt and Jeff, and we didn't know what to expect when we first saw them at WrestleMania 33. But Matt and Jeff won the tag team championships at WrestleMania. That was a very cool WrestleMania moment for sure. And then look what we've got. Now we're getting Jeff being, you know, quintessential Jeff Hardy. And then look at Matt. Matt, all that legal mumbo jumbo that was going on for months between him and TNA. And now Matt is that woken Matt Hardy, that broken Matt Hardy. That's the character we wanted to see. So if you're a friend of the, or a fan of the Hardys, you got to be extremely happy with what's going on right now with Matt and Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, you, how can you not? I mean, both of them are so entertaining. They're doing stuff that has never been done before.
Agreed.
In the match that they had with Bray and Matt at the compound. I mean, they use computer technology, they use drones, they did like TV onsets and placements. I mean, it was just great. It was innovative, and there was a lot of people that didn't like it too. They were like, ah, it's too sci-fi, it's too TV, it's not wrestling. But we are multimedia, and now digital streaming, and the largest entertainment company in the world for television. So we're supposed to evolve, and we're supposed to push the limits.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not going to love everything, but there's always going to be something that you like as well. 844-796-7874.
What would hope?
Let's go out to our good friend Hansy in Toronto. Hansy, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Two things. First, I like that they covered why Sami Zayn and Owens are back on Raw, like Stephanie McMahon. And it seems kind of weird because when Owens headbutted Vince McMahon, you would think Stephanie McMahon, who gave Kevin Owens a stare down, right, that she would kind of be pissed off at him. So I don't understand why she's doing favors. Maybe that adds to my theory that Triple H and Stephanie are kind of behind Sami Zayn and Owens. That's one point. And the other point, I liked the Superstar Shake-Up. I liked that they didn't damage all SmackDown's main players. And I think that the mid-carders on Raw would do well. But I want to ask you guys, do you think they should dive right into Daniel Bryan and Miz? Or do you think that like match should be kind of like saved for SummerSlam? Or do you like want the feud to like continue to SummerSlam? Because I'm looking at like the one selling point of why I'm gonna watch SmackDown. Because I want to see their confrontation. But I want to know if you guys think that it should be prolonged to SummerSlam for a big event. Like I think it should be for the world title. Call me crazy, but I think the Miz
crazy.
He should be with the world title.
Well, Hansy, great call. And listen.
What can he say?
You said call you crazy.
So he called you crazy.
Okay, well.
Crazy?
Well, F you, Morgan. No,
Wait a second.
I'll slap you in the next week.
Hansy, you said call me crazy. Mark Henry is a Hall of Famer. He's a man of the people. So if you ask him to do something, he's going to do it. You said call me crazy. He called you crazy.
Within reason.
All right. Come to Toronto, Mark Henry. Me and you are going to have words. No, I'm joking, man.
Okay.
I'm joking. It's too late.
I'm actually coming to Toronto in a couple of months.
All right, cool. Yo, I'll meet up with you if you want. And
No. But we're not going to make this friendly. You just said that we're going to have words.
All right, fine. Let's do it then, man. Body slam contest.
We're not gonna have a contest. It's gonna be a mauling. Just visualize a giant bear, and you with baloney and popping all kinds of
baloney.
I love baloney.
Who doesn't?
What's wrong?
Who doesn't?
Baloney and salami and you know pressed ham and stuff around your neck, and that's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna just attack you like a angry bear.
This got hot fast.
Yeah.
So if you can buy... Hang on. I glanced over. Did I read that right? So if you can get $5 worth of their currency for a dollar, what's stopping you from setting up a bunch of bots to take advantage of that offer over and over again and then donate all the bits to your other account? You have to be Twitch Prime. Okay. That's okay. Twitch Prime is on a... There's a trial. I wonder if you could get it on the trial.
About it, and I said, oh man, yes, hell yes. If you're gonna dig into the fix, listen to Stand or Fall. Just the lyrics alone are worth the price of admission.
That, including my interview with Ross M about Half Light.
You're a good man. What do you got?
I really enjoyed the Superstar Shake-Up things that were done last night. I kind of actually really did want to see Charlotte over there on Raw, but, you know, I'll take what we get. And, of course, we still don't know that she might not end up there. Just because this week passes doesn't mean that we could be completely done with our Superstar Shake-Up in full. So I'm excited to see where we go direction-wise, and congratulations to Mark Henry and George, your speech, and probably my highlight of that speech was the whole Stephanie interaction. That one got me.
Yeah, Mark knocked it out of the park with this induction, for sure. And John, thanks so much for the phone call, because I'm with you. The one thing I thought was guaranteed was that Charlotte was going to Raw. That didn't happen, but again, like you said, we don't know what's going to happen tonight on SmackDown. 844-796-7874. Let's go out to Dion in Detroit. Dion, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing? Mark Henry, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
As far as shake-up, what do you guys think about WWE creating a women's tag team division and maybe introducing them to the company? I think
I'm going to have
everything.
All right, you got it. I'm all for it. I've been trying to say that the last 3 months. Like, we're on the same side. I mean, there's so much talent now. Like, I mean, we have a mention box. I mean, like, Victoria's healthy now. Like, she is talented. Super talented. Naomi, super talented. Like, we can definitely, like, start looking around and seeing who would fit the tag team moles and, man, like, start that division. I'm ready.
Yeah, we're going to have...
on Sunday.
I guarantee you, Nation, Mark and I are going to do a special show somewhere down the road. I mean, obviously, it's a busy time with WrestleMania and, you know, what we're going to see with the Greatest Royal Rumble in just a couple of weeks. But once we get past this push, and well before we get to the road to SummerSlam, Mark and I think we should definitely do a show based just on the women's division that's going on right now, how they can improve it, and what lengths they've got over the last couple of years. I think that would be a special show for the Busted Open Nation. 844-796-7874. Let's go out to Josh in Denver. Josh, what's going on?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
First of all,
good, what's up, bro?
Congratulations on the Hall of Fame. I wanted to talk about the Superstar Shake last night. I really feel there's a lot of missed opportunities of what they could have done with it. Like, you know, I feel like, you know, moving Bobby Roode to Raw was, I mean, it was a good move, but I really feel he could have been done well better on SmackDown, in my opinion.
With Bobby Roode?
Yeah.
So you wanted Bobby Roode to stay on SmackDown?
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, like now you just moved like another power from SmackDown to Raw, and now SmackDown definitely becomes the B show.
Well, we don't know what the job.
This one's called Beware of Darkness.
I do want a doo-doo rhyme. Okay. I'm here, I'm gonna go. Have a good Tuesday. I will see you later.